Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Ministry of Creative Economy and the Indonesian Embassy in Bern, Switzerland have formalized a commitment to deepen cooperation in the creative economy sector. Minister Tengku Rifki Harsha emphasized the collaboration aims to boost creative products exports while opening pathways for knowledge exchange, research, and talent development. He made the statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday as quoted by Antara State News Agency. Indonesian wrestling team is preparing to face new challenges at the 2025 SEA Games in Thailand, where the number of contested wrestling events has been significantly reduced. Despite the changes, the team is aiming to secure at least 3 gold medals at a regional sporting event. National wrestling team head coach Maurice Sihombing in Jakarta on Wednesday said, as quoted by Antara State News Agency. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
bisa menyentuh cintamu.
Tadi bila ku ingat lagi janji yang pernah kita ucapkan dulu, mengapa kini kau ubah semuanya? Tak mengerti aku. Biarkanlah cinta tak berbalas, bila memang harus ku nikmati cinta hanya sebatas mimpi. Biar saja
gonna play a song by Sheila on 7. Sheila on 7, a music group from Yogyakarta, currently consists of Duta as vocalist, Oros as guitar, and Adam as a bassist. They debut with a self-titled album, Sheila on 7. The album seems to revive the era of youth music groups for high school students in Indonesia at the time. The album Sheila on 7 was released in 1999 with the song Dan or N as the main single. Even though the song Dan has a simple composition, the songs managed to set a new record by becoming the number one song on the MTV Ampuh chart for 40 weeks. In addition, the song also managed to become Song of the Year for 2 years in a row. Until now, there has been no Indonesian songs that has managed to match the record for the song created by Eros. The song Dance or N is about someone who lets go of their lover for one goal so that their lover can be happy and shine again. Listener, this is Sheila on 7 with the song Dan or N. Happy listening.
Kembali seperti sedia kala di mana kau bisa bercanda dan perlahan kau pun lupakan aku. Mimpi burukmu di mana telah ku tancapkan duri tajam. Kau pun
Batas Waterfall is the most beautiful water tourism in Manado City, North Sulawesi. This becomes the residents' favorite recreational destination. This waterfall has a natural panorama that can spoil the eyes. Kima Atas Waterfall is located in Kima Atas Village, Mapangat District, Manado City. The location is about 10 kilometers from Samratulangi Airport and 15 kilometers from downtown of Manado City and can be accessed by personal or public motor vehicles. This waterfall can be reached within 50 minutes from downtown of Manado City by land transportation. This waterfall has 3 steps and a height of about 8 meters. Under the waterfall, there is a reservoir of water that forms a pool so that visitors can swim in the area. The panorama around this waterfall is very beautiful, and it is surrounded by green trees so that the atmosphere is cool and calm. The water flows into the clean Kima River and empties into the Manado Beach. Flow from the upper Kima waterfall is not too heavy because there is a plane which makes this waterfall look like to have levels. The water that comes down from above will indeed hit layers of rocks before going down to the bottom, so the resulting water flow is not too heavy. Therefore, you can swim and enjoy the flow of water from the waterfall directly in the water reservoir. There are several places that are quite deep, and this place is suitable for those of you who are proficient at swimming. If you are not good at swimming, you can just play in the water around shallow areas. If you don't want to swim, you can roll out a mat and sit around the waterfall to enjoy the rushing water. At the location of this waterfall, there are trees that are quite dense and large. If you want to stay overnight, there are quite a lot of inns here. Because the location is not too far from downtown of Manado, of course, there will be many inns with a variety of prices there.
Aku menginginkanmu. Aku di sini untuk memilikimu. Katakan bila itu bukan maumu. Karena aku kini tak dapat berpindah ke hati yang lain. Getaran jiwa mengungkapkan maksudnya. Oh, aku di sini merasakan indahnya. Hey, katakan bila engkau bukan untukku. Karena ku kini tak dapat berpindah ke hati yang lain. Baby, I know you're the one for me. Lady, you're the one I need.
People kiss me going on and on to love you. I gave you my soul for you to love too.
Lady, I know you're the one for me. Lady, you're the one I need.
People kiss me going on and on to love you. I gave you my soul for you to love too.
Benarkah bila aku pun merasakan ada getaran itu. Meskipun ku mengerti engkau di situ. Masih menagu untuk kebuka semua ruang untukku. Namun ku akan setia menanti hingga kau yakini.
Lady, I know you're the one for me. Lady, you're the one I need.
People kiss me going on and on to love you. I gave you my soul for you to love too.
Lady, I know you're the one for me. Lady, you're the one I need.
People kiss me going on and on to love you. I gave you my soul for you, for you, for you.
Bless me with your energy, a sigh of relief. The thought of you makes me weak, but yet you give me a peace. See no other reason, no, just know I believe. You're not the one that I want, oh, you're the one that I need. I'm yelling please, so please be the lady for me. Hoping you'll see what I see underneath. With you is where I belong. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
On and on and on and on. On and on and on and on.
To love you.
On and on and on and on. On and on and on and on.
Keeps me going on and on to love you. I give you my soul. Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. we present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is keyword of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. H. Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
Maintaining the quality of the earth. Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Mungkin memang hati yang sedia tak pernah at RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
One must have heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's travel route. Rapid, unchecked development spurred by over-tourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse. Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapak Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. It's going to be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude. And talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make a movement their behavior and the attitude, so need continuity. And more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
every Friday. So
every Friday morning,
there's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this
absolutely.
Hours of morning.
Absolutely,
Okay.
And that makes me a little bit happy because of they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action. Minimums, they're not throw the rubbish everywhere. And we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beaches, because all the participants.
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
It's clean, and we have not only the clean up, this is not only from us, this is from the sellers. Along the beach, every morning they as well join. Look at this, the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach, automatically, because of this activity, they join activity and they're doing the beach clean up every time during their schedule, during their own schedule.
Oh, wow.
So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists.
Mm.
If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad, or we call sad comments from the tourists,
okay,
so they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali, as well in Indonesia, as well non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand,
wow,
the good wave for surfing,
yeah,
and the good water for swimming,
it
as
is,
well for jogging and
yeah,
for,
I see people jog,
yeah,
around
for sightseeing.
Yeah.
This is nice beach in the world. So most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach.
Not only the beach.
Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity.
Surfing activity.
Learn to surf.
Okay.
And then they can do a sport on the beach, like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
And volley,
beach
volley,
soccer,
volleys, volley,
and a family activity like sand carving. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And every activity of the tourist destination here.
Oh,
as you can
cool
see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up.
Ah.
So, and other hotels, they are automatically every day as
do
well
it too.
Do it too. So it means we already give an impact for their sense of belonging
to the people
to
itself.
Take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city, right?
Yes, yeah,
around
you're
there.
Right, yeah.
So, if the beach is already clean and the people already realize it, how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area clean, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone. And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here.
Nah.
To doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit
the problem is
problems. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency, so my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area,
yeah,
easy to get the dollars, they have to maintenance their area,
yeah,
which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure, so as well take action with their what we call that physics or morals,
okay.
How to keep our destination still
clean,
safety and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded, right, Pak?
Yeah.
This place, Kuta, Legian, Canggu even, it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay, development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the investation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments. Our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity. As well about the behavior, you know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like drugs and you can see in the news.
Yeah, many, we can see so many
foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what have what we call that, what they can do or not doing.
Yeah.
It's like they climbing the sacred temple.
Yeah.
They doing not ethical attitude on the road.
Yeah.
It's like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet. And many more bad manners. So this is we have to educate the tourists themselves when they arriving to Bali. They have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the?
Okay, from the government, already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have, what can do or does not to do of the tourists, but if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week. They involve with the local, so they see many local activity, and then they behavior change to like local. So they think this area is belong to them. So what happen next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environments is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna give it a pause for that.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papua Negara who lives in it chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So, you see that? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for take care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care the rubbish as well. So they're happy for us if they're doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing, because not many many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby. So
hobby.
Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My hobby is touch to the environment.
Ah, that's amazing.
And my hobby is in the grassroots.
Grassroots
to catching, keep chit chat with people, and as well with the environment. So, because the government give me award as Pemuda Pelopor, we call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environment, leading in the attitude, leading in every single moment for make the people come to join whatever I doing. Yeah. And for a moment, I think what I have been doing here, then the people thinks that is the right way.
Okay. That's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali in every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice. It's a duty we carry wherever we go.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. A symphony of sights and sounds. Across a beautiful nature. Look from the colors of paradise.
Wajahnya selalu terbayang saat kau di sisiku. Aku dan kamu takkan tahu mengapa kita tak berpisah. Walau kita takkan pernah satu, semampunya aku. Meski cinta harus terbagi dua.
Mungkin kamu tak pernah tahu betapa sakitnya aku. Aku dan kamu takkan tahu mengapa kita tak berpisah.
yang kita takkan pernah satu.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubui Bulan. This Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubui Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubui Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy!